Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the weekend. This is the Big K Morning Show. Flooding a major problem around the region after a record amount of rain, as Paul Rasmussen just detailed.
What were you saying, though, and what was Dean saying, Larry, in terms of the accumulation of the two dates, like historic numbers?
Yeah, we're 6.11 inches above normal for the month. For the entire month, not to the day. So it's likely going to be the wettest April in history.
And a lot of folks, like one of my boys sent me a note, is a flood in his basement.
Yeah.
A lot of people have water comes through the walls.
It's a mess.
It's a really, really, really hard to clean up. It's incredibly expensive. And you could spend $20,000 just repairing French drains. Seriously, it's crazy money.
It is. And we have somebody that's dealing with it.
Linda, good morning.
Yes.
Boy,
good morning.
Boy, you had a crazy night, my friend, did you not?
Yes, we did.
Tell us where you are and tell us when the rain started coming, and let's talk about some of the pictures and video you sent me. What time did it kind of start? Where are you at?
Houston, PA.
Houston, PA.
Yes.
And what time did it start raining real hard?
Well, it was off and on, but definitely after the 5, 6 p.m. mark.
It was a blinding rain at one point, was it not?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
When did you start? Now, has this always happened there when it rains hard?
It does have a tendency to come up over the bridges in both areas in Houston. However, this is by far the worst.
Is it? Kind of describe
yes.
What remains there this morning, because I just posted a couple of videos she sent me, because it didn't recede completely.
No, not as of yet. There is debris in the middle of town on Pike Street, and still the roadway is blocked in that area. And then on the other end of the creek near the Houston Post Office, the road is also closed there because it has not gone down either. There's debris on the road.
Anybody hurt?
Not that I'm aware of.
Did you have any damage, Linda?
Water in a basement.
Oh,
is that typical with heavy rains?
Not normally, no.
Oh man.
Where
did I'm not trying to be a goof here, but how did it get into the basement? Where did it come from? The walls or the windows or what?
The drain? Nope, seeps through the wall. Except it seeps through the wall at the base where the wall meets the floor.
How does that happen, Larry? Do you know?
Yeah, actually, I do. I, you know.
I mean, I don't know this at all.
So when my father passed, we had to sell the house, but we couldn't sell the house until we could get the basement dry. So that's where I met Aqua Guard and Tom Gallagher. And they dig a trench along the bottom of the wall on the floor, and then they put in a drainage system with a sump pump.
Oh.
Or there are different methods depending on the situation.
But and so what, this is very common in this area, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wet basements in Pittsburgh, unfortunately, it is common. So, Linda, but for you, it rarely happens. So how much of a mess do you got to clean up?
It came in about 2 feet from the wall around one corner of the house.
Do you have damage? I mean, like, is there stuff, as we call it in Pittsburgh, that's damaged?
Yes.
Oh, is it? What screwed up?
Well, the flooring.
Oh.
the dryer, the washer.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you do me a favor when you're done here? Because she's not that she hasn't done anything at all for me. She's like our unpaid correspondent here this morning. Is this the most? How long have you lived in Houston, PA?
Since 1978.
Is this the worst you've seen?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Oh. Wow. Yes. Thank you, my friend. What are you going to do? You're going to call an adjuster, try and do it yourself, or what?
Adjusters don't cover that kind of damage. If it comes from the outside in, they don't cover it.
Oh.
Well, good luck, Linda.
You're on your own.
Hey, if I can get you help, send me a note. And can you go in the basement? Because she's already shot me like 60 videos and pics. And get me a little video of your basement.
Sure.
Thank you, my friend. Send her my cell phone, please. Uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck, Linda.
I love people that help us like this. She has all this mess going on, and she takes pictures and videos. Let me mention something about insurance. I'm not picking on insurance companies, but so we have damage from water in our ceiling. Looks like might be a pipe. Looks like it might be weather. So the damage is over 1,000 now, and it might end up being 2,000 or 3,000. And so we have a $5,000 deductible. So in other words,
but you've been paying in this
forever,
20 years.
Now, again, if the house burns down, we're cool. And I'm not complaining. We've had a hell of a life. We're blessed. But the point is, and then the woman tells us, and if we even come out and do an estimate and you don't even use this, it might make your rates go up. What are you talking about? So if you do an estimate on my house and we don't use you on the damage, the rates will go up. And Larry, let's say
that shouldn't be. Right.
Let's say the damage is $6,000. So you file a claim, and they send you $1,000, right, Larry? Because you have to pay the other $5,000 because of the deductible.
Right.
And then your rates go up by $1,000. So you're screwed. So you just end up eating the whole thing. So, again, I ask, what's the point of insurance? Unless your house burns down.
Great question.
Man, she's got a mess on her hands, man. Man.
866-391-1020. What have you encountered?
Exactly.
866-391-1020. You can reach out anytime with the Spalky Instant Access. Just a click away, go to instantaccess@kdkradio.com. That's our email, and we all get your thoughts, and we see quite a few. Now, there's a number of repeat people that email all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I know what's going on around the clock here, because if you read the emails, they're responding to every host's.
It's really true.
Conversations.
Some of them are jag-offs and need to just stop, take their meds and go home.
I knew you were going to say that.
Just jag-offs.
Meanwhile.
One of the jag-offs can't stand me, so keep them coming there, jag-off. And I mean that in the nicest way.
Ha!
Samantha has a guest. Did you see this?
Yes, I do.
It's her cousin.
Did she introduce her? Because she didn't introduce her to me. She was kind of rude.
She's a student at WVU.
Whoa.
Yeah, you seem busy, Marty. I didn't want to.
Common courtesy, isn't it, Larry?
She emanates from.
Did she introduce her to you, Larry?
Cranberry area. Yes, very early this morning.
I see.
Like 5:20.
5:20.
15, maybe.
What's her name?
This is Chloe.
Chloe. Wow, I have a daughter named Chloe. Chloe, could you swing the microphone over to Chloe, please?
All right.
Good morning, Chloe.
Chloe, what are you studying at WVU?
I'm studying communications and journalism.
Good for you. Do they party like rock stars down there, don't they?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, I know. So hold on a second. What time did you have to get up today?
I woke up at 3:30, left my house around like 4:10, 4:15.
Did you leave school?
I drove home. So I left West Virginia yesterday, drove to Cranberry.
Wow.
Night at my parents' house.
And West Virginia's all dirt roads.
Get a little closer to
West Virginia's all dirt roads, so you guys aren't up paving yet. So it's hard going over the mountains and right through those valleys on the dirt roads and getting to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. It's all dirt roads all the way.
So you got up at 3:30?
Yes, 3:30.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
This is very uncommon for a girl who's 20 to get up at 3:30, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not used to doing this. I usually go to bed around 3:30.
See, Larry!
What are you staying up so late to do?
Come on. She's studying like a rock star.
Studying.
Yeah, right.
She's not. By the way, we love this field. I've been blessed, and so has Larry. Samantha, to some degree, just doesn't get paid yet. But it is very rewarding, and it can be rewarding. It's changed. But you can find a niche and still kick butt.
What do you want to do exactly do you know yet?
Right now, I'm kind of on, like, the social media side.
That's really smart.
Yeah, because I kind of want to just, like, with it, it's advancing more.
That's where it's at.
But I love broadcasting. I really do. So I know that kind of goes hand in hand. So I'm kind of just seeing what's out there right now.
It does here. You know, it used to be you could only listen to KDKA on an AM radio at 1020 frequency. But now we have 100.1 FM and we're streaming. Our streaming numbers are really high.
Well, but what you're saying, and I tell kids this because I have three kids and I'm wealthy, I'm famous, and I'm great looking, and I have a hot
and
wife.
And humble.
I got the whole package. But my point is, what you said, what she's saying is so relevant. You can find your own space and create your own platform, and you can make money from it. If you're hardworking, if you create content, and if you do it in the social media space, you really can.
Let me ask you this. Do you follow influencers on social media? Is there somebody in particular that resonates with you that has like a million plus followers?
Well, so right now, one of like the biggest influencer that I've been looking at, I don't know if you guys know, like Dr. Miami.
No.
He's a plastic surgeon, but he had a social media girl work for him.
Yeah.
And he ended up becoming an influencer from
it. Happens. It happens.
And now I'm following her journey because, like, she was the whole reason why he, like, blew up on TikTok.
Now, do you know who Mr. Beast is?
I do know who Mr.
Beast is. Now, my son turned me on to Mr. Beast. I can go into a room of adults my age, and not one of them will know who Mr. Beast is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most young people do.
My son, he has 400 million followers on YouTube.
Around the world.
He's insanely influential and has done insane things.
How does he got famous by doing these extraordinary, basically, acts of kindness?
No, he did stupid things.
Initially.
He literally read to a million when he started out. He would read from the phone book. And then now what Larry says is he put water wells in African countries.
Yeah.
Beautiful stories.
He's been doing a lot of charity work.
Oh, I love him. But my point is, people have given up on television and radio, which is stupid. But you can create something magnificent and make a difference in social media if you have the right background. So we wish you the best. Don't give up.
Thank you.
It comes with, you know, there's the good and the bad, like everything, yin and yang of social media. Then you got the cyber attacks and all the stuff you got to stay up on everything.
But look, what Larry said is so relevant. And let's use this morning as an example, because I get abused on social media because I'm a pain in the ass sometimes. And I admit that. But my point is that all morning long, I'm getting videos and pictures of the flood damage. And the woman we just had on came to me on social media this morning. So it is a vast landscape, as Larry suggests. And it is full of landmines, as we always talk about.
Yeah.
However, there is also a wealth of information and knowledge out there. And when we want help, I use social media and folks deliver.
And it works.
It does.
Yeah.
It can work for you.
It
can work against you.
Yep.
But you got to be able to take criticism and.
Which Larry can't do.
The ugliness Larry that comes
can't
with
do, it. Larry can't do it. Which is, oh. For example, Samantha, look, he has no vest on again.
I was ordered to wear this Odyssey sweatshirt.
Look, no vest on again, Samantha.
I've been hearing about this vest.
He's ashamed. We vest shamed him.
Filled her in on the vest.
I'll wear one Monday, but I was ordered.
Who orders you to wear that? That's just silly.
Amy.
Oh, come on.
We're taking some kind of corporate picture here. Thanks for playing along. For the first time, you don't have a hoodie on. You got a normal sweater.
I have a Big Shot lunch with a player, like a legit Big Shot in this town.
A player.
Big.
Do you want to ban TikTok, Chloe?
No, I think TikTok is a good thing. In the right person.
Agree with
it's
you
a
again.
Good thing.
It's a resource.
Yes.
Tremendous resource.
Yes. I believe if you have the right outlook on it, it can be a positive thing.
These are politicians trying to get traction by going after the Chinese. Let's be honest. Come on. Seriously.
All right, Chloe, good luck at WVU.
And good luck with her as your cousin to your right. Whew, she's a handful.
How about them ears?
Mountaineers.
That is the voice of one of the most talented people I've ever met, Jeff Bergman. A 1983 Pitt grad who's back in town. He's maintained a relationship with our city for a long, long time for Steel City Con. at the Monroeville Convention Center. That wasn't Morgan Freeman. It was just Jeff. Jeff, how you been, man? Good morning.
Man, what's up, Doc?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Wow. You have been, and since I first met you, when you first broke onto the scene, your success has been extraordinary. You got to tell Marty and our audience about meeting Mel Blanc, who was at that time the voice of all these characters, and you kind of have been that guy ever since.
Well, Larry, Marty, thanks so much for having me on the show. It's great to hear your voices, and it was a real watershed moment. It was 43 years ago on the Pitt campus that Mel Blanc was there lecturing and doing all his voices, and it was beautiful late March day in 1981. I just happened to be wandering around the campus and saw a sign that said, Mel Blanc, voice of Bugs Bunny appearing. And I, well, maybe I'll check that out.
And you actually went to see him, though, right, at his hotel room, and he was kind of surprised, but it was a cool encounter.
Yes, it was very serendipitous. I just happened to hear that he was staying in a motel on the campus Forbes Avenue. And so I knocked on his door around 10 o'clock at night.
So you so you were a stalker before it became illegal.
Light stalking.
That is fantastic.
It is. And did you do voices for Mel?
I did. I didn't do Looney Tunes characters because I didn't do them then. But I did, you know, like George Burns and you know. Yeah, and so he was in his bathrobe getting ready for
That's
bed.
That's beautiful.
And then, go ahead.
Yeah, he couldn't have been more encouraging, you know.
But then you ended up actually beating out Mel's son for these jobs after he passed, right?
Well, they had a very big casting call. I mean, about 3 weeks after he passed away, Spielberg was getting ready to do the Tiny Toon Adventures. So it was Steven Spielberg, Amblin, and Warner Brothers. They did a major casting call. And so I ended up doing Bugs and of course, Elmer Fudd and Daffy Duck. And I'll say Foghorn Leghorn. I'll say, pay attention, son.
How old were you? And when did you do what we would describe as the first voice or notice that you had this going on and had this gift?
I guess about 7 years old.
Wow.
My parents noticed that I was a little different than the other kids. it was just something that I think I had an ear for that kind of thing. But my voice didn't fully develop till, you know, 15 or 16, you know.
But Larry, you do voices, though. When do you guys realize that? And obviously, you're not maybe in his realm, but still.
Just a couple. But Jeff is insanely talented. I mean,
and
sustained it over years and years. A lot of people do little voice, you know, imitations here and there, but I've never heard anybody like. We're with Jeff Bergman, by the way. Steel City Con is this weekend, and you can see him. Good to have you back in the Berg.
It's amazing.
Also, but outside of the cartoon characters, do you have a total now of how many voices you can do?
Well, if I were to try to be as accurate without, you know, padding it, I would say maybe 200 or close to that.
Wow.
But I have to review them because, like, I get them, some of them confused because, you know, there's a lot of British voices and so I have to really kind of separate them, you know. But I'd say close to two.
Where do you live now?
I'm in California, so I live in Marina Del Rey, which is I know, Larry, you've been to the Marina and Santa Monica, so
yes.
You know
that area.
It's
a dump out there.
It's a dump. The weather's terrible.
It's a dump. Hey, Jeff.
It's amazing.
You know, when you were in studio, it's been a while, a few years since you were here. We recorded you doing all these, but you're Morgan Freeman. Nobody thinks it's anybody.
I didn't know
but
that was,
Morgan.
I did not. So every time you play it on a Friday,
I still play it on Friday mornings. You just
it's Jeff. I had no idea. So you just said that just now. I had no idea.
Would you mind a little Morgan Freeman, the greatest narrator of our time?
Well, in 1966, Andy Dufresne escaped from Shawshank Prison.
That's amazing.
With nothing but a worn down old nub. Yes, indeed. Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So could you listen to Larry for 5 minutes and then pick it up? How does it work? I'm fascinated.
Marty, now that's a tricky question because you know what? It's you know how they say a watch pot doesn't boil, the phone won't ring, if you're sitting by it.
Yeah.
It will hit me sometimes a week later. I'll be in the shower, I'll be in the car driving, and then you'll something your brain will just it's like a musician that writes a song lyric or a melody. It just happens. You just don't know. When that kind of thing is gonna happen. It's crazy. Well,
tell us about Behind the Mic with Jeff Bergman. I hear you got a new series premiering.
Well, it's a whole kind of thing that I decided to do because I'm a bit of a microphone geek. And so when I recorded the movie Space Jam, because we were in the pandemic, I recorded everything from my home studio. So I had to get like a pretty, pretty good working home studio. So I have my favorite microphones, the Neumanns, the Sennheiser. So basically what it is me showing what voices, like it's the voice of Barney Rubble from Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles. So I'll use a certain mic for that. And if it's Fred Flintstone, yabba dabba doo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. And for those that don't know, you're the original voice of Gus, who we've heard for now decades in this town, the second most famous groundhog.
Gus the groundhog. The second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania. Keep on scratching.
So you're living in Marina Del Rey where a trailer's $5 million. So we can assume that you're rich from this, right?
He's rich and famous.
He's rich and famous.
We're working on it.
Yeah, whatever.
When can we see you at Steel City Con this weekend?
Love it, man.
Going to be there today. Today's our first day, April 12th. Be there 12th, 13th, and 14th, all 3 days. So I can't wait to see everybody. And this is my first one that I've ever done. And wouldn't you know, it would be in Pittsburgh. How cool.
It should be in Pittsburgh. Absolutely.
And it also is a lesson that if you have a talent, you should chase the rabbit, man. Because look what he's done with his talent.
In this case, he really did chase
he
the
sure
rabbit.
Did. Wacky weather.
Hunting we will go. Hunting we will go. I hold them here we go. Hunting we will go. Oh, boy. There's a wabbit down there.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Bergman.
Yeah, we quiet.
So oh great gosh, to catch up fantastic. With you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, man.
That's all, folks.
You know what Billy Joel's doing?
Well, that dude, by the way, that guy, your friend, he's amazing. Come
Jeff
on, man.
Bergman.
And by the way, you do a bunch of voices.
How about he did this for Kathy Bergman last time he was in studio? Check this out.
So, what's up, Kathy?
Oh, my God.
What's up with the traffic? Where do I go? I'm looking on Google Maps, but they're not telling me anything. You know, Kathy, where do I go? How do I get there?
It's amazing.
It really
but,
is.
But let me ask you something. Like, your nephew, Kale, who's wonderful. He does some of this, too.
Yeah, a lot of people can do a person or two or a few, but this guy...
How many can you do?
I don't know. You do, like...
You have a lot.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do him.
This is Arnold, your training partner, Bruno Sammartino. I saw Madison Square Garden. He went out. It was packed to the rafters. He lifted guys who were 400-500 pounds overhead. I thought, how is this possible? This is the star of all stars, Bruno Sammartino.
He does a really, really good Bruno. Really good Paul Long.
Can you do Bill Clinton? That's my favorite.
Oh, Bill, yeah.
Bill Clinton.
I just want to say I love the women of Pittsburgh. They have such strong calves. I assume that's from walking up and down the hills. I do Ronald Reagan.
Do it.
Well, yes, Nancy and I.
It's fantastic.
I loved that
now,
kind
hold
of
on.
Stuff
did Kale,
up.
Your nephew, we use him all the time, does an amazing Trump. Did he start doing that sort of stuff because he heard you doing it?
No, I don't think so.
No?
He does some really good soprano voice, Tony
yeah,
Soprano
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and Pauly and all
but
those
he
guys.
He does an insane Trump.
Oh, he's really good.
When did you, because I can't do squat. I just can't. When did you?
I have an older brother, Dave. He got one of those reel-to-reel recorders when we were young.
Yeah.
And he's 3 years older than me, and he did like Humphrey Bogart and those guys, you know, the old school guys.
So this was kind of sort of in your family.
Yeah. And, you know, there's
it's amazing.
There's a guy named Randy Miller. He did a Jimmy Stewart, and he called when Jimmy Stewart was supposed to appear at IUP, and he fooled the people at the pharmacy saying he didn't want people to know, but he had diarrhea.
No.
And he had to get, and those people, they're like, okay, Mr. Stewart, we'll meet you out back.
No.
Oh, yeah. He was that good. Jimmy Stewart.
That's fantastic.
Johnny Carson, we got a great show for you tonight. I'm just waiting for Ed to sober up.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of anyone more current.
A bunch of people have mocked my voice and made fun of me, and it hurts.
Who?
Bunch of people, including my kids.
Who would be that mean?
My friends. But it's a gift, and I love the fact that he pursued it. And I see gifts that people have that they never pursue, and then they spend their whole life doing the coulda, shoulda, woulda thing.
Not him.
And I always tell my wife this, and I tell my kids this too. If you find something you love, we're going to find a way for you to succeed at that as long as you work hard at it. And you do the same thing, man. You work hard at this stuff.
That part's fun. I don't know anybody can make a living just doing it except somebody like him.
A handful of people.
That good enough. However, those guys that do the voices of those cartoon characters,
yeah.
You know, like Family Guy.
Sure, yeah. Zillionaires.
Unbelievably wealthy.
In many cases, they make more than an actor would in a movie.
Yeah, who's that guy? Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
That guy.
Insane wealth.
Makes a ton of money. And he's really good.
Your wife put in a request.
What?
Katharine Hepburn.
That's the only female I do. And Samantha.
Now, why?
And cousin Chloe.
Because he's a male.
Because it's hard for me
you're
to
a dude.
Imitate a woman's voice. But I do Katharine Hepburn. And the sad part is you don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, do you know who Abe Lincoln is? Come on, man. Here, it annoys me when kids say, I wasn't born. No kidding. How about Mozart and Picasso? Hey,
you,
Duke Katharine Hepburn, your
right,
wife's
you ready?
Waiting. Yeah.
This is from On Golden Pond with
nice.
Henry Fonda.
Great movie.
And Jane Fonda. Henry Fonda. You're my knight in shining armor, Norman. The loons.
That's fantastic.
I'm hoping people weren't watching that. I really
that
don't
sounds
want
a lot like
see.
My voice when I'm having a bad voice day.
The loons. Oh, the loons are here.
Good job, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!